Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I have a gun enthusiast. Would you call yourself a gun enthusiast?
Certainly, I'm not an enthusiast. I'm a gun owner, a responsible gun owner. I do shoot for sport, and I am behind 1,000% the National Rifle Association.
Now, the story here is that the NRA, you guys might find this interesting. We talked a little bit about the NRA yesterday on our program. The NRA has a megastore that they're going to open up in Times Square, New York. Correct, sir?
Yes, sir. My understanding is that this is going to be a store in Times Square that will not have gun sales.
So they're not going to sell guns?
No, they're not going to sell guns. What they'll do, though, is educate the public as to the benefits of gun ownership. And the reason why I called you, sir, is I can't think of anything, a better place to put an NRA megastore than right smack dab in the middle of Queertown. Because I'll tell you what...
Okay, now what we're going to do here is we're not going to use that kind of language, okay?
Well, sir, that's fine if you want to censor my rights to my free speech amendment, but
you know we're not doing a John Rocker here, okay? And if you're an NRA member,
I hope to be.
You're not yet.
All I'm saying is that
we're not going to refer. Listen to me. I'm the host of the show. You're the caller. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. I understand that.
Okay, so we're not going to refer to New York as Queertown. You can call it New York if you want. You can call it the Big Apple, but the NRA, you know, is not putting their megastore right smack dab in the middle of Queertown.
That's fine. I don't care.
Okay, now what were you going to say?
All I'm saying is you put an NRA megastore at...
Hold on for a minute. Let's get back to this idea. What is an NRA megastore?
The National Rifle Association... as it was announced by their executive vice president, is putting a megastore in Times Square, New York. Now, I was in Times Square, New York when I was in the service, and I will tell you that they've got stores all over there. And,
I've been to Times Square. I know. There's all kinds of hotels. There's all kinds of different stores and things. There's a Disney store there, right?
Yeah, there's a Disney store. They have... billboards and everything.
It's reminiscent a little bit of, at least in the advertising aspect of the Sunset Strip, but there's all kinds of things there, and the NRA is putting a megastore there.
They're putting a megastore. What that means is they're going to have a place to educate people, finally, as to what the NRA is all about, because the one thing that the NRA found out about is that most people are dumber than a handful of dirt when it comes to the National Rifle Association. They don't know what it's about. They don't know what it's all about. You see what I'm saying? So,
well, I would go with you that probably a lot of people, but I do know the NRA is a lobbying group. National Rifle Association is a lobbying group trying to enforce or reinforce Second Amendment rights, correct?
Well, that's a nice way of putting it. What we're trying to do is make sure that the last strong expression of American liberty out there, which is the National Rifle Association, gun ownership, is not going to get rolled back. And I think the most beautiful thing in the world is to see that out there. And to see.
What do you think is going to happen with the NRA megastore in Times Square?
Mister, I'll tell you something. You want to see your average inner-city gangbanger mess his pants, you take him for a walk down the street, turn the corner, and show him an NRA megastore, and his bowels will release. And I'm telling you right now...
So in other words, it'll clean up crime.
It'll take every other... you don't want me to use the word queer, so I will just say any deviant lifestyle and all of the criminal element out of Times Square. And
are you aware of the fact, sir, that... First of all, what is your name?
My name's Austin Amarca.
Where do you live?
I live in Lancaster, California.
And if you wouldn't mind me asking you, Mr. Amarca, what do you do for a living?
Mr. Henry, I'm a cabinet maker. I do interior refitting and refinishing of cabinets, kitchens. I do a lot of interior work, woodwork.
Okay. All right. So the NRA, I forgot what I was going to ask you, but the point here is that you think that it's going to keep crime. I know what I was going to ask you. Are you aware of the fact that crime is down in New York City?
Well, I don't know if it's down. I do know that New New York cities. I'll tell you right now, where we could use an NRA megastore is right here in Los Angeles, because L.A. ought to cinch it up and put an NRA megastore on the Sunset Strip. I'm calling you from Lancaster, California. I'm a cabinet maker. I don't need to go into L.A. for nothing. And L.A. will not get my buying power back into L.A. Now, you put an NRA megastore in L.A., then they've got my buying power. Okay?
Where would you spend your money in L.A.? So you don't come to L.A. for anything?
I don't go down to that hole for nothing. I live in Lancaster, California. I do not like to associate with homosexuals, and that's my God-given right.
I understand that. I'm not saying that it isn't.
And I do not associate with foreigners, and I don't associate with people who I think would harm me or my family. And Lancaster, California is a beautiful place to live, so why would I want to go down to that toilet bowl called L.A.?
But if they got an NRA megastore in L.A., you'd come down.
That would be a step. You put the NRA megastore in L.A., I would come down to L.A. And that's because I've often wanted to go down to L.A. I've been down a couple times for a Los Angeles Dodger baseball game, and I went down to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, and that's a hell of a deal. But I will not go to L.A. as long as this thing is all going all down there.
Okay. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. The National Rifle Association is putting a megastore in Times Square, New York. And this caller, at least, who is a prospective NRA member, would like to see one in Los Angeles. Where would you spend your money? You don't come to... You'd like to see an NRA megastore in L.A., right?
I'd like to, yeah. Down in the Sunset Strip area or wherever. But
Where do you ordinarily spend your dollars in Los Angeles?
There are a lot of places I'd love to see. The Autry Western Heritage Museum, Olive Garden, Los Angeles Dodger baseball game, as I said to you, Garth Brooks at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. I would love to see the movie stars' homes. I've often seen about that.
Which movie star homes? I'm just curious.
Well, Dennis Weaver, Walker, Texas Ranger, that funny son of a bitch, I forget his name. And
I would ask you to watch your language, sir, okay? I don't mean to cut, you know, to rain on your parade.
I'm sorry.
Watch it, okay?
Yes, sir.
What's the funny guy?
The guy is funny as hell. I seen him on a TV show. Ken Berry. You know what happened to him?
Ken Berry?
Him, Eddie Murphy, Dean Jones. My wife and I went to a deal they had for Dean Jones once. I enjoyed it very much.
But that's where you'd spend your money.
I'm just saying that L.A.'s missing out on my buying power is all I'm saying.
All right, with us here is a caller from Lancaster, California. His name is Mr. Austin Amarca. He is talking about the National Rifle Association megastore that's going into downtown New York, Times Square, New York, I should say, and the possibility of one going in Los Angeles. The NRA megastore is a new attempt at marketing positively and associating positively images of the NRA with the American public. Isn't that right, sir?
NRA megastore, or you see anything having to do with the NRA, anybody who sees that is going to crap his pants in fear, because the NRA don't take no prisoners. And we're not like some of these cops out there that got to read you your rights. You see a gun-owning American, and your ass is going to tighten up. And I mean like somebody was just about ready to put a garden hose up there. So I'll tell you this, the truth is,
you know, you're a very, very vociferous guy. You're really, you really believe in the NRA being the complete, utter cure for all problems, huh?
I'm just saying to you that what we need in Los Angeles, what they got in New York, is a presence of the National Rifle Association, so that people understand you can't screw around with the average American. Now, that's a God's truth, and I believe that. I am not against people, but I believe that.
All right, 1-800, hold the line here, okay, Austin?
I'm sorry?
Hold the line, please, okay?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. An NRA megastore. We're the only guy in the room that right now that I see would go into that is Craig Taylor, because he played the video games. But they do. They've got a video. They're going to have video games. They're going to have, simulated weapons practice. And it's all down in Times Square. And I would tell you right now, I'd go into it. Now, whether I think that a gangbanger would turn the corner, see it, and lose control of his bowels is something else entirely, which is what this guy claims. Video deer hunting? Do they have, that's the other thing. Mr. Marka?
Yes, sir.
Do they have hunting and...
Yeah, they've got simulated hunting, simulated frogging, quail hunting, what have you. Skeet shooting, it's all there.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. I just went ahead of the queue because I was screaming at my producer. So anyway, I don't really scream at Mike Schaefer because I pay him so well. And by the way, his lovely wife is on her way east. Mike sent her off on an airplane today. We were looking at it on thetrip.com. And just over Oklahoma, we heard the little sound effect that goes and then and it was, and then it said just kidding at the bottom. And then the plane keeps flying. Really funny, guys. Really funny. 1-800-449-8686. Let me get back to, we are having a serious discussion here about the NRA and a megastore that's going up in New York's Times Square, an NRA megastore. We're talking about this with Mr. Austin Amarka, who's a, you're a prospective NRA member, right?
Yes, sir. I hope to join the NRA soon. I believe in what they're doing. And like I said, I hope we get one in L.A. I think it's a good idea. We could use it in L.A.
Okay. Anaheim. Anaheim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hi. you want to ask me?
You got a real brain surgeon there, huh?
Did you call for a reason, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
And what is that reason?
I don't feel that he's a good representative of the NRA at all, or how they...
Are you in the NRA? Are you in the NRA, ma'am?
Yes, I am. Yes,
well,
I am.
Well, what are you talking about? You know... that there's a superstar, megastar going up in New York.
But your reference to the fact that people who see this store are going to be afraid because
yes.
The NRA...
Bangers. That's right. Look,
I'm talking now. Will you listen?
I'm sorry.
I'm
supporting you as an NRA member, and I'm saying thank you.
But you don't represent me as an NRA member.
I'm saying...
You're not anything like an NRA member. I mean,
I beg your pardon?
I said, you're not anything like an NRA member.
Well, ma'am, I don't know what an NRA member is supposed to look like.
Well, I'm not talking about how you look. I'm talking about what you're saying.
But she's talking about, Mr. Andrew, what an NRA member is supposed to look like or sound like.
No, she's talking about the comments that you're making. Well, let me ask you, ma'am, he's saying that an NRA megastore is going to put the fear of God into any criminal.
No, that's not what they're about. Not at all. They're there to educate people as far as... I've owned a gun for years. I shoot professionally.
Yeah, all right.
And I don't... I don't think that they're there to scare people at all. I think they're there to allow us to own our own guns.
I'm supporting you as a female gun owner. That's very unusual. But I believe in everybody's right to own a gun.
Wait a minute. Why is that unusual?
I think it's very unusual for a woman to know how to use a gun properly. That's all I'm saying.
Don't you know there are women who own guns?
I know there are women who own guns. I'm just saying women who know how to use one. You know how to use a gun, ma'am?
Yes, I have trophies on my wall.
You're familiar that it has a barrel and a trigger?
Yes, she just says she has trophies on her wall.
All right. That's unusual for a woman.
Not necessarily. There are a lot of us who...
But you know that there are most women don't know how. You know that.
No. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, it's also very sexy to see a broad with her hands wrapped around...
Oh, please.
Well,
please.
You have to admit, it's sexy to see a broad with her hands wrapped around
please.
Cold steel, no?
Don't go there.
Don't go there, okay? I mean...
Jesus.
No, that's what I mean, sir. He's just not a representative.
I'm saying it's sexy to see a woman...
We heard what you said. If the NRA is to have a positive impact on anybody in this country, the first thing you don't want to do is say it looks sexy for a broad to have her hands wrapped around cold steel.
Listen
yeah,
to you.
I'm
Are you
not
a member
broad
of the NRA?
Either. I'm a 60-year-old woman who's shot most of my life.
Have you ever shot anybody?
No.
You never shot a man?
No.
Never shot a man down, huh?
No.
All right, I'm just checking. I'm keeping a dossier. Would you like to see an NRA megastore in L.A.?
That's not why I called.
Do you ever get to L.A.? Do you ever go into L.A.? I don't go into L.A. anymore. It's a toilet bowl, isn't it?
That's where I am right now.
No, you're in Anaheim. You're not in L.A.
Well,
okay.
No,
all right.
The reason I called
Let's just
was,
drag down the city of Los Angeles. Well, you're basically saying, ma'am...
...representative of the NRA, because to me, he isn't anything close
well,
to
ma'am,
that.
I want you to know I back you up 100% in your right to be a woman who knows how to use a gun.
Okay. All right, thanks for your call. Here's Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Tony. I got a quick just comment for this gentleman. Lancaster is a beautiful city.
Absolutely.
In California.
Absolutely.
Lancaster does not belong to rednecks only that the NRA is basically portraying. Lancaster does have foreigners in there. And you should go to L.A. Maybe that's where they will take care of you, buddy.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Okay. That's all I wanted to make
a comment. You want to sit down, you dumb son of a bitch?
Okay. He'll be listening to the 10-second delay and hear that.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Here is Ontario on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just like to say that I do work in L.A. and
Jesus.
A store like a megastore will not deteriorate crime, unlike the police have been doing. If the police cannot do their job now, how can you expect a store to do that?
I'll tell you why. Because the police are constrained, but an NRA member, a National Rifle Association member, I don't care about your Miranda rights. You know what I'm saying? And you see that NRA? See, we're citizens, and we're going to be out there to clean it up.
So you're advocating crime yourself?
No, I'm advocating cleaning up the streets.
You just say you don't care about nobody's Miranda rights. So obviously,
all I'm saying
crime.
Is, let me tell you, the NRA is like the Dutch cleanser to the toilet bowl. It's L.A. And you go down there, man, we'll give it a good scrubbing, and that lickety split. That's a promise. Now you're a business owner in L.A. You live there.
Excuse me?
You live in L.A.?
Yes, I do.
I think you'd want our ass down there.
When you say our ass down there, you're not even in the NRA.
Someday I hope to be. You can laugh all you want, man, until somebody busts through the back door of your business and tries to go through your wife's clothes or whatever it is the guy does, put on your hats. You ain't going to dig that, my friend.
All right.
Well, considering that I've spent 9 years in the Marine Corps and
situations worse. 9 years in the Marine Corps doing what, man? Shooting craps? 9 years in the Marine Corps throwing dice against the wall? I don't think so.
All right. Anyway, thanks for your call. Newton, Kansas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, I've been listening to you, and I'm an NRA member, and I'm from Newton, Kansas, and we recently just repealed a gun control law there.
You guys, the Marine Corps are a bunch of pussies. Join the NRA.
Anyways, man, this is my deal. Why are you sitting here on the air running your mouth instead of getting out and organizing and doing what needs to be done?
I'm doing the best thing that I can. I'm on the radio station right now.
Man, you're making us look like a bunch of idiots.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are, because you're running your mouth saying people are gonna crap when they see the NRA. The NRA is $25 to join, man.
Hold on, mister. Don't you know that when if you're a good law-abiding NRA member, some gangbanger looks at you, he loses controls of his bowels.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where you came up with that theory,
dude,
but a gangbanger doesn't even know if I'm packing because I'm a smart NRA member and I don't go around flashing a gun and trying to beat John Wayne. You know, this kind of stuff that just gives us a bad image, man.
A bad image? I'm telling you that a gangbanger sees you, his colon opens up. And you see that as anything to be proud of?
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. As we talk to Austin Amarca, we're talking about the megastore, an NRA megastore that's opening in New York. It's amazing. A lot of people don't know that this store has opened today, or it will be opening soon, I should say, not today. But there is a megastore in New York where people will be able to go in and shoot. And Mr. Amarca, they're not selling guns, right?
No, they're not selling guns. Although, in my opinion, it's not a bad idea. Because if all hell broke loose in New York City for whatever reason, I'll tell you right now, I'd like to have a good man behind the counter passing the ammunition out there if all hell broke loose in New York. And nothing puts fear in the hearts of a gangbanger than three little letters, and I'll tell you what those letters are. N-R-A.
I got it. R-A.
Yeah, you're learning. And I can tell you, Mr. Henry...
So you seem to think being in the NRA is some kind of a carte blanche to what?
Well, I can tell you, I had an NRA I had NRA bumper stickers. I got them for my sister-in-law, who had been to an NRA orientation meeting. I put one on my bumper, and I saw one of these lowered Buicks, the kind that go up and down. They got the bounce contest. Some of these gangbangers have them out here in El Monte, or, excuse me, Monterey Park. And anyway, I'm driving down the street with an NRA sticker on the back of my car. Not one of those sons of bees came within 150 foot of my car with their bouncy bounce, low ride, block us, tell her she's lovely, and all that chichi ball bullcrap. Because I tell you right now, that son of a bitch won't do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Wildwood on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
But you're wrong. You're wrong about a woman and how sexy it is. A woman has a right to shoot a gun. Everybody has a right.
Are you talking
to
me, brother?
But you're wrong.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Talking straight to you. You're
turn
wrong.
Turn your radio down there, okay?
You're totally wrong about it.
No, I'm not wrong, because I know women, and I know guns.
Well,
I said to you that it's good for a woman to know how to use a gun.
Well, yeah, but by the way you talk, you're level of intelligence.
Tell me how I'm wrong.
Smart.
How am I wrong?
How you wrong? Just listen to the way you're talking about.
Listen, sir, I'll tell you something right now.
We have the right to own guns in this country.
If I ever met a woman that had shot somebody, I'd blow my load right there. And that's the son of a bitch truth.
Come on, will you?
Get real.
That's the truth.
Get real.
To get real?
Yeah, what, get real.
What
because I'll tell you what, you know, I had my wife pull a gun on me one night when I went home.
Did you blow your load?
No.
Ha ha.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. The guy, why'd she pull a gun on you?
Because I was coming into the house and I didn't call home and tell her I was coming home.
She thought there was an intruder in the house.
Yeah, see? But the thing is...
Well, that's a smart woman.
Hey,
buddy. You should have called ahead, shouldn't you? Instead of making...
You didn't have to. But I'll bet you 1 month's worth of my salary, my wife can outshoot you any day of the week. It's just not very reasonable.
I'll tell you what, I'm willing to believe you're right. I'm not saying I'm the world's best shot. I'm saying that I admire the National Rifle Association. Are you an NRA member?
No. I'll tell you what, I believe in the NRA.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something.
Me too.
The problem in this country is... You know, the NRA's coming in wanting to do something right, which I fully approve of.
That's GD right, my
but
friend.
It is the fact that you can go out and you can buy these guns, stolen guns, black market guns, and that's where our problem lies.
Right. And what's the NRA doing about that, okay?
Hey, that's not my problem, okay?
That's the whole problem. If we can stop the illegal sales of guns,
well, the problem is I don't think they should let women in the NRA. And I'll tell you...
That's wrong.
No,
that's wrong.
But I'll tell you why. Because I think if I'm sitting there and I'm blowing my load over God's half creation because I see women with guns, I ain't never going to have the time to go out and take a gun off a gangbanger.
And what the hell kind of sense does that make?
It means that we got to have serious men, serious NRA issues, and not allow the whole load blowing.
Oh, okay. Since you're saying that women shouldn't be in the NRA...
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm a truck driver.
No.
There are women out here driving trucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a man's career right here.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
should
sir.
We not have women out here?
Well, I'll tell you what. My wife helps me on I do cabinet work. My wife helps me, but I only allow her to help me up to the point where she lays the board on the sawhorses. I use the skill saw. I use the hammers and nails on account of I don't want her cutting me to pieces with a skill saw because she got pissed at me for coming home late one night.
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you just saying that you're more afraid that she can do something and we'll be able to do something a lot better than you can?
Bless you. Well, I'll tell you right now, my brother, don't take much for a woman to pick up an old Smith & Wesson, maybe a 9mm Ruger, put that thing between your eyes. Next thing you know, you don't know whether to blow your load or crap your pants because you're both excited sexually, but also you're scared, see? And nothing sounds more desirable than a gun barrel that smells like tuna. And I can tell you, for all of my work...
Okay, this has gone on just enough. And I'm not even an NRA member, and I'm embarrassed for the NRA.
Mr. Henry,
shut up.
Thank you.
Sir, thank you for your call. I'm going to move on. I appreciate you've made some very good points.
Thank you very much.
Nothing smells better than a gun barrel that smells like tuna. You there?
Yes, sir.
You going to clean your act up?
I was not aware that I did anything wrong.
Well, you did.
Well, I apologize, sir.
All I've been hearing about for the last 15 minutes is you blowing your load and this and that, and there's nothing in here about any gun education.
Well, I very much apologize, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go to a call from a young woman in Apple Valley. I don't want to hear any crap, any garbage, any filth. Do you understand?
Sir, I'm a gentleman. And if I've offended anybody in your audience, I just was saying how that it is. There is a guy that I used to enjoy named Howard Cosell. He says, I'm saying it how it is. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, I got how it is, okay? Well, on this show, we have a little dignity, okay?
Yes, sir.
Apple Valley, hi.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show?
Hi, I wanted to call that guy and tell him. I wanted to tell him that I'm really offended by what he said about women.
Absolutely,
shot guns for my whole entire life.
I apologize, ma'am.
Well, I mean, that kind of language or that kind of talking, it actually makes the people that are for gun control, it would just make them want to support it even more because...
I don't want to do that.
Because women are, a big part of the world and they're going to be voting for more gun control, then they're going to do that based on your comments because you just, like, totally degrade women, and women are a big part of keeping this world having guns and having gun control.
I was just trying to say that I'm glad that women use guns. Anytime I see a woman knows how to use a gun, I am very happy to see that.
Yeah, well, that's not what you said.
Yeah, you made it just be totally degrading to a woman. That's just a horrible thing to be saying because...
Why would a shotgun smell like tuna? That's all I'm asking.
What?
Why? Never mind. I won't. Can I ask another question?
And what was your question?
It's a little embarrassing.
Look, Mr. Market.
No, I swear to God.
Yeah,
Mr.
I think that you're just a really
no, ma'am.
You're just
I,
a disgrace to the human race. Is really what you are. This is.
I was
going to
ask the question
you like
if you were
this.
Busy tonight, but I guess that means you are busy tonight. Is that it?
And
yeah.
You,
well, I wouldn't. I'm actually. I wouldn't. That you would not even be a person I'd even want to like speak to. Like,
have you ever gone shooting? I mean, like, you go shooting on a Friday night?
I go out. I shoot with my family. I don't go killing things, but I shoot to protect myself.
And we could go out to San Berdue. They got a club out there, a shooting club out in San Berdue, and we could go frogging or what have you.
Oh, whatever.
Frogging? You
yeah,
take her
whatever.
Frogging?
You can take your gun.
We mean, whatever.
You need to actually just hang
up. Oh, she
just
gave me the big whatever, is that it?
Yeah, you need to just hang up and stop making an embarrassment for people who do support guns.
All I'm saying is a fifth of Jack Daniels, you, and a double-barrel shotgun, and I'm a happy man.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'm hanging
up. So you're telling me to talk to the hand, is that it? I got to talk to the hand?
Oh, no, I wouldn't even go that way.
Tell it to the hand?
No, that's really immature. That sounds immature, just like how you're sounding extremely immature right now.
All I'm saying is that the NRA... Look, I come on here, Mr. Henry. I try to support the rights of gun owners.
The kind of person that you are, you don't try to support anything. You're just making it worse for the people who really do support the issue of guns and having guns and the issue of having guns
right.
be taken away.
That's right.
Straight out, I try to support gun owners, and this woman's saying, you go get acquainted with Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters. And I think that that's wrong.
Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters?
Oh, my
that's
God.
Well, that's what you're telling me to do tonight.
Yeah,
who's that broad in the background? Because it sounds like you got a colored friend there. I wouldn't mind mixing it up a little bit.
Okay, that's all.
What did you say?
It sounds like you got a colored girl back there.
Colored girl?
Yeah, is that you? Hey, what's...
Nope, I ain't a colored girl, but you know what?
The two of you, you and your friend and Mr. Henry and me, we could go out frogging with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Frogging?
Yeah.
You don't... Frogging. What kind of term is that? That must be your intelligent way of speaking, right? Frogging?
You never been frogging?
That just goes to show how your opinion would sit with this.
So you're telling me that I got no option but Rosie Palmer, Mrs. Thumb, and the Four Daughters.
You know what? The thing with you...
Oh, you stop it.
That's probably what it is.
Stop it.
No, Mr. Henry, I'm trying to set you up.
I don't need to be set up. I got a wife. What are you doing, man? I thought you were married, too.
Nothing wrong with a man going out seeing the stray tang field. I just want to take a walk in the stray tang area. Now what's going to be, baby? Baby? Hello, baby.
My name is Alicia.
Oh, Alicia.
Yeah.
How old are you?
None of your business.
I bet you're too young, though, huh?
I bet you it's none of your business.
This sounds like it's a Friday night show.
Well, wait a second, Mr. Henry. All I'm saying is I believe in the rights of a woman under the age of 18, maybe, to have a gun. Maybe take a drink. What's wrong with that, Alicia?
I can drink.
What is this, love line?
I can drink. That's not the problem here. The problem is you opened your mouth, and you were running your mouth, and now you're backpedaling.
I just don't want you to think I'm some kind of a slob.
You are a slob.
No,
I've already got that assumption of you.
I'm a gentleman. I'd like you to have a drink with me tonight. I'll come right out
and
say it. I'll come right out and say it. I'll take you over to the Borderline. We can dance, have a drink.
The Borderline.
Yeah, it's a great club. I mean, they have all kinds of great... The rights of a woman to have a gun in one hand and something else in the other, hopefully it's attached to me. Hell, that's...
Okay, that's it. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm very sorry, ma'am.
That's okay. Hey.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. All right, here's Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
First of all,
you have no medical knowledge. There are thousands and millions of celibates in the world that are doing quite well.
They're backed up.
And at 80 years, am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am, you are. Rudy, I would appreciate if you let the lady finish.
I'm trying to say that these men are
so
backed
up. I'm so angry at him.
What?
I think he's so outrageously ignorant.
No, ma'am, I am trying to save the life of a beloved man.
Oh, why don't you go save your own life and learn some medical knowledge
before you start talking
the way you are? You know absolutely nothing.
You are not a doctor. You're not a doctor.
I'm an RN, and I've been a geriatric nurse for 30 years, and I know.
So, you have been in
the room. And I was in the convent 21 years and celibate before I got married.
No wonder you are like you are.
Yeah.
You are pruned up and you are dried up.
You have problems with that I'm like I am.
You're all angry.
Wonderful kids.
You're angry.
A grandchild. I'm very angry at you.
You're filled with anger.
I'm angry at you.
I am saying to you, as a registered nurse, I'm sure you know what Astroglide is.
Yeah, but listen,
You know what Astroglide is, right?
You need to get your act together, and I don't want to talk any further with you.
I think you ought to
get off the air.
Training, import, export business.
People don't even need to hear any more of your nonsense.
You know, you're saying that the Pope is backed up, and this lady said there is no medical basis in that, okay? The fact that you can be celibate for... How long were you celibate, ma'am?
I entered the convent at 16 and left at 36.
And you left why?
Because
you were backed... Oh, listen to the language of this woman.
Yeah.
You were in the convent.
What it is.
But you were in the convent for 21 years.
Oh, but you're so holy, you go to Mass every other day.
I go to Mass every day.
You talk to a priest about this.
I take communion. I am saying that you were in the convent for 21 years, and you got out. And why? Because your pipes need cleaning.
No,
you
ma'am.
You went out. You found
that is not why I left. I left. I gave enough years to the church, and I left for other reasons.
You can go to hell.
That.
You can go to hell for leaving the convent. You know that, don't you?
Oh, you're full of it.
No,
honest
you can.
God.
You can go to hell because
yeah,
you lied to God.
Father. Don't forget that.
You got
sir.
Divorced from Jesus. Jesus
I'm not going to go to hell. I've done more good outside the
Jesus's
convent
bride.
Than I did in the convent.
You were the bride of Jesus,
I took care
and you divorced
of my
him.
Patients
you are going
love.
To go to hell.
I took care of my guys.
The only way that you can save your soul is to go to Vatican and shag the Pope.
You're a
God,
sick,
you
sick,
way
sick,
out there, man.
You're the one who left the convent.
Phil,
I did not leave the convent.
Up.
No, you may not leave the convent.
Phil, may
you
I
are,
hang up?
You are in the convent of Phil Hendry. You may not hang up.
He told me to go shack the Pope. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
But why did you divorce Jesus? Why did you divorce Jesus?
I did not divorce
Jesus. You left the convent. You divorced Jesus.
You're just disgusting.
You left the convent after saying you would marry Jesus.
So what? There's a lot of people that leave, and I did more good out of the convent. I did good in the convent, and I did good. I had the best of two worlds.
But when you pass into the other life, you will meet Jesus on the other side, and Jesus will say, why did you leave me? You and I, we had a thing.
I never left Jesus. I have Jesus more now than I ever had.
Marriage is until death, and you divorced Jesus before you died. It seems to me you will go to hell.
You are a crazy man.
I am not crazy. I am looking out for the papal,
the
pontiff, who
the
needs,
phone.
He's in more dire need of a blowjob.
Okay, that we don't need to hear anymore. I'm awfully sorry, ma'am.
But he's in more dire need of a...
I heard you the first time. Do you want to hang up, ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't let her hang up, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
No, you may not hang up.
I can hang up if I want.
No, you may not hang up. Rudy has spoken. Oh, she hung up.
Yes, she hung up. Rudy has spoken.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. If you'd like a copy of our Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD for 1999, Communism is Neat, go to our website, philhendryshow.com. And we've got so many great fan sites that are out there. They're unofficial, but they're good ones. Shuckandjive.com has got a list of them. We got one for the California Auxiliary Police. There's a really cool one for Steve Bozell lawsuits, and on it goes. And also, I have a copy here today of Inner Balance Magazine. This is one of those magazines for, it's holistic health magazines. Have you seen, how many hotels have you been in? Let me put it to you this way. Do you work for a business that brings a masseuse in on Friday afternoon? Do you do any of that kind of thing? Does your girlfriend have a jade pillow? Does your girlfriend have a buckwheat pillow? Do you have a wife or a... You notice how I'm saying, does your girlfriend, does your wife? Because generally, it's the women who introduce this into our lives. Like Nikki, does she have a drawer full of amino acids and vitamins? Yeah. Does Gretchen? Does your wife, Jeff? My wife has got a whole thing full of buckwheat pillows, amino acid additives. We've got some kind of a sea salt spray that my face will never age. And since I've been using it, I've gotten older by 20 freaking years. My wife's got the sea salt. Here, put this on your face, honey, because the face will pucker out and expand, and the aura, you know, something, you'll glow. Great. Spray it on there. Now I look like freaking Curly from the Three Stooges. All kinds of stuff. So I'm going to read from this, but there's so much good stuff here. Melissa, thanks for bringing this in, Inner Balance Magazine, because I can buy this for my wife. Maybe I'll buy some of this stuff for me. I like some of these eye shade deals, but there was one thing they had in here. Check out this. Look at that woman. She's given herself not a face mask. She's black from head to toe, and it says pamper yourself. It's Indian healing oil. It looks like she stepped out of a furnace. Looks like, you know, she's black. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to coat yourself head to toe in this black gook and lay down, and the next morning you look like something that, you know, the cat brought in. Anyway, thanks for that. Honey, I'm coming home with the catalog like I promised.